Senator Michael Bennet introduced new legislation that will mitigate extreme weather events, including wildfire. This proactive package called the Shelter Act would create a first-of-its-kind disaster mitigation tax credit for working families and small business owners in disaster-prone areas. Americans can receive federal tax relief following a disaster to help recoup their losses, but there isn't an incentive to prepare for future threats. This bill would change that. I interviewed Senator Bennet on Thursday. You've introduced with Senator Cassidy the Shelter Act, which will help families plan and prepare for extreme weather event. Can you please tell our listeners what this entails?
You know, in Colorado, we've just come out of one of the worst wildfire seasons that we've ever had, and we're approaching another season that could be even more intense. And today we're spending money fighting fires rather than doing mitigation on the front end, which is both cheaper and more effective. So the Shelter Act would encourage taxpayers to make critical investments safeguard their homes and businesses by creating a tax credit to write off the cost of doing the kind of mitigation that is particularly useful, up to about $5,000 a year, for example, for creating defensible space around their homes.
What other qualifying mitigation expenses can be included?
There's a huge variety because Bill Cassidy, who's my co-sponsor, is from Louisiana, so his concern is with flooding, not with fires. Other examples would include improving the durability of roof covering or fire resistance of roofs, purchasing and installing check valves to prevent flood water from backing up into drains, the purchase and installation of exterior walls or doors or windows that conform to ignition-resistant construction standards, performing the fire maintenance procedures that are identified by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, or the Forest Service, including fuel management techniques such as creating fuel and fire breaks. So it's a pretty broad range. It really leaves the decision-making at the local level.
And this is the first of its kind.
Yeah, we've never had a bill like this before. And the fact that Bill and I are from different parties and from very different regions of the country, it suggests that there's broad support. And I hope that we're going to pass it as part of the next infrastructure bill.
I was going to ask you that, since it's being introduced in a bipartisan fashion, do you expect bipartisan support?
I certainly hope so. I don't see any reason why this bill should not have bipartisan support.
How does President Biden's American Jobs Plan dovetail with this bill?
That jobs plan is going to form the basis of the infrastructure package that the Congress ultimately passes. And President Biden actually included a reference to the Shelter Act in his proposal. So I think we're off to a very good start. And if we can get that bill passed, the Shelter Act likely will be part of it.
And folks who rent are also eligible for this tax credit?
They are. People who rent and who improve their property that they're living in can also receive the credit.
What kind of support are you receiving from the community?
A lot of people are doing fire mitigation anyway, and so they think having the benefit of the tax credit is an added plus and will inspire their friends and neighbors to do the work that they want to do. But it's also, I mean, we're supported nationally by the National Association of Home Builders, the National Association of Realtors, and even the Home Depot. So there's a pretty broad base of support.
You've introduced this before. Why do you think this has a better chance of passing this time?
It's been a long time since we've passed an infrastructure bill in the Congress, and I believe we will get one passed this summer and that this will be part of it as well. I also think that there's a renewed understanding of how dangerous these fires are to the West. People have watched Colorado have three worst fires that we've had in our state's history last year, and they understand that. I've also introduced the Outdoor Restoration Partnership Act, which would invest $60 billion in our national forests to protect our watersheds that are so critical to our farmers and ranchers and to our communities downstream from those watersheds. That also has been included in the Biden proposal. It also represents the idea that doing fire mitigation just makes sense from a public safety point of view. It makes sense from an economic point of view. And I hope very much that this will be included in the infrastructure package as well.
President Biden's job plan will invest about 1% of GDP per year over 8 years to upgrade our nation's infrastructure, revitalize manufacturing, invest in basic research and science, and shore up supply chains. The Shelter Act, co-authored by Senator Bennett and Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana, is expected to be included in the jobs plan in some form to build resilience in communities prone to extreme weather events. In 2020 alone, Colorado's cost to fight fire topped $77 million. For KVNF and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kate Redmond.